This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. This is Molly.
And I'm Kristen.
And Kristen, you know, it's kind of a bummer. We've started lots of podcasts this way, but the recession.
All right.
It's affecting everyone. You know, you see all sorts of stories about it. But I've been interested in this crop of stories popping up about not how the recession affects the workplace, but how it reflects in the home. Not just tighter spending, not just cutting back at restaurants and grocery stores, but actually the dynamics in the home.
Right, Molly. I think what you're referring to is this kind of rash of trend pieces about at-home dads who were forced out of their job because of the recession, and now they are staying at home while the wife is out working and is the new breadwinner. And I think the most telling statistic to talk about is the fact that 82% of job losses from the recession have befallen men. And that's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
And to some extent, this is because men are in industries that haven't really stood up on the recession, manufacturing, construction jobs, whereas women are in slightly more recession-proof jobs that involve education, healthcare, things that we can't really afford to have cutbacks on.
Right. But at the same time, you know, we still have the same kind of issues with female employment where we're working fewer overall hours and more likely to have part-time jobs without health insurance or unemployment insurance, which is probably one of the reasons, another reason why they're more recession-proof.
Right. So a lot of people were, you know, looking at these statistics and being like, oh, this is such, you know, great news for women because they're finally closing the gender gap in the workplace. They're, you know, it's 50-50 split in terms of men and women in the workplace. But that's not really the whole story. It's, you know, it's a sad story for men. But there was sort of hope that if you could find a silver lining in this, maybe it was that men were staying home with the kids more and it would help out sort of with the gender role dynamic.
Exactly. Because a lot of these trend stories that we're talking about have looked not only at the number of men who are getting laid off and are ending up at home, but actually how they're spending their time at home. And I think that if you look at that, just these anecdotal cases, it says a lot about whether or not this is going to be a permanent shift toward more men taking more responsibility at home.
Yeah, it's actually kind of troubling, Kristen. You know, women might be the sole breadwinner, but they're still remaining responsible for all the domestic responsibilities. For example, here's a stat we got from the New York Times. When women are unemployed and looking for a job, they still have to do all the work at home. They're taking care of the children, housework. Their work at home basically doubles. So it's not like they're unemployed per se. But when a man is unemployed at home, his childcare duties are virtually the same as when he was working 40 to 60 hours a week. And instead of spending more time, you know, with the kids or cleaning, they're spending their time sleeping, watching TV, looking for a job.
Right. They're more apt to consider that process of finding a job, hunting something down as their new full-time job at home, and might be a little less prone to taking out the trash more or cleaning or whatever it is. And I thought one of the most interesting parts about all this was reading the comments that were attached to this New York Times article, because it seemed like overwhelmingly like, you know, there were some women who were sticking up for their husbands and saying, he's been great since he's been at home. I've been a lot more stressed out and he's really, you know, taken up more of the household duties. But by and large, it was a lot of people complaining, like women complaining that their men weren't doing enough at home and men complaining that their wives were on their backs about finding jobs. So of course they're not going to be, you know, vacuuming. They're going to be online posting their resume and looking for job openings. And overall, most people were saying that they have not reduced the amount of out-of-home childcare that they pay for, which I thought was pretty telling.
So even though we have all these articles about how the number of stay-at-home dads skyrocketing, we're really not seeing that at home it's making that big of a difference.
Right. There's still a pretty large complaint about from women saying that, you know, we're still having that quote unquote second shift of after work, we have to come home and take care of the household duties. But by the same token, some of these articles are also reporting that maybe women just aren't giving men enough leeway to take more control.
Yeah, the more I read these articles about stay-at-home dads and this new trend, the more it seemed like women, even though they're in the workplace more, are very hesitant to give up this role of being sort of the maternal primary caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Forbes article that had an anecdote about a man who took his child to the doctor, you know, got a diagnosis, got a prescription, took the child home, and he just felt great because he'd been there for his kid. You know, he'd really been able to figure out what was wrong and care for him. And when the mom got home, she kind of, you know, to use lack of a better term, she kind of flipped out, took the kid to a different doctor, got a different diagnosis, got a different prescription, and sort of, you know, the anecdote kind of implied that she was uncomfortable letting go of that control of her child.
Mm-hmm. It definitely seems like we're having a new challenge to these stereotypical gender roles. Like women might be out in the workplace. According to that same Forbes article, it said that women are now the primary breadwinners in nearly a third of double income homes in the United States. But there's still a lot of stigma surrounding women out in the workplace bringing home the bacon and the men at home cooking it.
Yeah. And even with, you know, like, let's say the stay-at-home dad takes his kid to carpool lane, he's not immediately being accepted by all the other moms who are in the same position. He's being viewed with suspicion. A lot of these articles talk about, men who aren't invited to play groups, say, mm-hmm. you know, when they're just picking out clothes for their kids at stores, they get looks like, oh my gosh, it's a child predator. Like, women are not willing to sort of accept that men can be in this role.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of this discussion has focused on like the dual parent households. But there was an interesting stat also from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that said that at least 2 million dads in the U.S. take primary responsibility for taking care of that their children. And that takes into account a lot of single dads who are fighting for more paternity rights in divorce cases, who are shouldering not only the role of being the breadwinner, but also being the primary caregiver as well.
So I think that indicates that if you do it a certain way, it can be done correctly.
Mm-hmm. An article in the Monitor on Psychology from the American Psychological Association agrees with that fact, Molly. According to the Monitor on Psychology from the American Psychological Association, in fact, some stay-at-home fathers can actually make for a better marital relationship. Aside from the stigmas that they have to face, these studies that they've done said that the relationships between husbands and wives are actually benefiting from these well-planned at-home dads.
Now, maybe those are stats from males who chose to stay at home as opposed to males who have been forced home by this recession, which is how we sort of started this topic. But whether it's by choice, whether it's not by choice, it seems that the tip to success, based on these articles we've read, and, you know, Kristen and I spent some time perusing a few daddy blogs. Mm-hmm. There's a ever-increasing community of stay-at-home dad online networks. But the key to this and to marital happiness really seems to be that you do not adopt the philosophy that a stay-at-home dad is Mr. Mom.
Yeah, that was something that popped up in a few articles. It said, just don't call him Mr. Mom. And it was kind of that thing that we were talking about before, where this is challenging stereotypical gender roles a little bit and men who are staying at home, especially by choice, don't just want to be considered like male nannies.
Right. They want to maintain sort of that, you know, stereotypical masculine attribute. They're more likely to probably parent their children differently. And they want to be seen as like a dad at home as opposed to a Mr. Mom.
Yeah. And there was an interesting point raised in an article in the Boston Globe. And it said that what children need are adequate financial and emotional resources. In short, stable environments that is not contingent on gender or biology. And I think that that's a pretty important part of this whole debate.
Right. We don't necessarily need a mom at home. We just need a good parent at home.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer our question, Kristen, I don't really know that the recession is going to change gender roles long term, domestic dynamics long term, because it seems like you're still going to come home from work and fit into a certain box.
Yeah. And it's that whole issue of men who are being forced out of their job. They weren't electing to quit their job as, you know, a high ranking executive and come home and be an at home father. They'd lost their job because of the recession. And chances are when the economy rebounds, those men are going to find jobs again and they're going to leave the home.
But I think that what we can hope comes out of this is just sort of a greater awareness of the domestic sphere in general. You know, I was reading an article about how, you know, without work, these men were sort of, you know, becoming more involved in schools and running for school board. Mm-hmm. And the administration was expressing hope that, you know, once these men went back to the workplace, they still kept, you know, the issues of schools in their mind. And there might actually be something called the daddy track.
Mm-hmm. As similar to the mommy track, except, you know, it's affecting obviously like more men who are choosing, like you said, if their wife is making a significantly greater amount of money, these men might choose to stay home. And, it's kind of the similar penalties are coming up for men who are choosing to do that and then go back into the workforce after their kids are school aged, that women have had to face for so many years now.
Right. So maybe if you have someone who was forced out due to a recession, he comes back, he's a little more accepting if a guy comes to him and was like, hey, you know, I want flex time to stay at home with my kids.
Mm-hmm. And overall, I think that we can say that, you know, there has been a trend outside of the recession. There has been a growing number of at-home dads. In that Monitor on Psychology article, it said that, the numbers of at-home dads have grown more than 60% since 2004. So it can't just be linked to the recession. Obviously, there are a lot more men at home because of the recession, but this has been a building trend for a while.
Right. So just to cover our backs, we do want to note that the thing to keep in mind about trends is they do not tell every individual story. You know, we may have some stay-at-home dads out there who've heard this podcast and feel that we have not represented their view at all, that maybe they do, you know, participate in the housework. So we're just throwing that out there so we don't have lots of angry emails. But we do want email from you guys to hear your perspective on this. So if you have a anecdote, comment, question about being a stay-at-home dad, have a stay-at-home dad in your life, then email us at momstuff@howstuffworks.com.
And if you want to learn more about the economy and the recession, you can check out a whole host of articles on that at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.